Welcome to the His Way Out Ministries radio broadcast with Pastor Philip Lee. We are dedicated to raising awareness, educating, and encouraging the body of Christ to minister to those who struggle with homosexuality. We believe restoration is available through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and the healing power of the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Pastor Philip Lee.
Good morning, and once again, thanks so much for tuning in to the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. This is a day that the Lord has made, and because of Jesus, you and I have every reason to rejoice and be glad in it. I trust you each and every one had a very, very safe and abundantly blessed Thanksgiving. This morning, we're going to continue on with our focus on turning our attention to freedom from homosexuality in Christ Jesus. And I'm going to begin this morning by posing what I believe I'm fairly confident that we all enjoy a really, really good movie. One of my absolute favorites of all time by Robert Redford. It's a film titled A River Runs Through It. It's a gentle story about a Presbyterian minister in Montana with two sons. One son takes the more conventional developmental approach to life, while the other was just a bit of a renegade. The two young men took different paths, but they were held together by a very strong bond of family unity and respect. Sadly, at the end of the story, the renegade son has been shot in a gambling dispute, and he dies. As the film ends, we see the father preaching. His sermon comes from Scripture and the practical experiences involving the limitations of love. He says, "Oftentimes, those we love are the most unwilling and unable to accept our love. We reach out, but what we offer is not accepted. And so we find the help that we offer is unwanted. But we can love them all the same. We can love completely, even without complete understanding." Today, many people in our culture are being raised by the popular notion that love will solve everything and anything. Our fairy tales end with heroines finding love, getting married, and living happily ever after. Many of us believe sometimes out of our own deep desires that if we simply love our friend, our child, our fellow brother and sister in Christ, or our neighbor enough, they will be saved and they will ultimately make the right choices and decisions in life. Indeed, love is primary. As well, love is basic to Christianity. But one of the hardest realities of this life is that love, in and of itself, is not enough sometimes to force people to do the right thing. God has given us each and every one a wonderful gift called free will. And maybe you've noticed, like I have, God will never, ever interfere with our free will choices. When someone we love is homosexual, be that a son or a daughter, a spouse, a brother or sister, a friend, someone we love very deeply, how do we maintain a Christ-like position? Whether that loved one has embraced the homosexual identity or is resisting temptation and is seeking healing, often we respond to that person's struggles by sometimes focusing on our own pain and our own sense of loss. We forget that that person, no matter where they are standing, has already experienced a tremendous amount of pain and loss. This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. At His Way Out Ministries, we believe men and women impacted by the brokenness of same-sex attraction can be restored through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and the healing power of the Holy Spirit. Our intent is to extend compassionate Christian ministry for such persons. His Way Out Ministry services include care groups, workshops and seminars, educational resources, and biblical discipleship. For more information about His Way Out Ministries, please call 661-432-7856 or visit hiswayout.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. I believe it's very, very important for me to share once again that for men and women with the unwanted brokenness of same-sex attraction, men and women awaken to their homosexual tendencies. They are discovered. But those that ultimately embrace the gay identity, that is something very, very different. Those of us who have wrestled with the brokenness of same-sex attraction, I guarantee you, we did not wake up one morning and think to ourselves or say, I think I'll be gay for a while, take this out for a spin just to see how it might fit. That's not how things happen. Try to remember the pressures of your own childhood. Think back, and probably what will come to mind is the unforgivable crime often of childhood, being that you and others that you knew felt different. So often, as youngsters, we sense the difference. And once experiencing that we are feeling a bit different, maybe you've noticed that not often our schoolmates, our classmates, that they approach us and come alongside to uplift us. Those, once again, struggling with identity issues, sexuality confusion, often they experience a lot of rejection and abandonment by those simply because they felt different. Coming out of the closet for a man or woman struggling with homosexuality, I guarantee you it's a powerful, powerful experience. Even though I am adamantly opposed to and against the celebration of homosexuality in our culture, acknowledging one's homosexual feelings is at least a healthy first step to recognizing homosexuality as a situation, and it's good to be honest about it. However, for parents and friends and concerned individuals of those professing their issue of same-sex attraction, sometimes the reaction that one hopes for is not what transpires. Herein, I believe, lies a huge challenge for those of us that are bent on fixing the issue or the child or the situation or the elephant in the room, and today as well the elephant in our sanctuaries. It is imperative that we take our hands off of the child, our friend, our neighbor, our co-worker, in a variety of ways. Admittedly, for many of us, this is not an easy thing to accomplish. In fact, for some, it goes against our very nature, especially in those times of need and trouble in our loved ones' lives. But it's a very, very important step which must be taken. Our God is a very jealous God, and He shares His glory with no person. If we want Him to work in the situation, we must let Him do it His way. In the end, then we will be able to say that God has done it all, and He will receive the praise as is intended that He should. Maybe you are aware that there is a specific type of bargaining that we do with those we so deeply care about when we discover they are struggling with same-sex attraction. We really begin bargaining by clarifying expectations and limitations. We clarify what we can expect from each other and also where we might have to draw the line. We hopefully determine where the boundaries are. This is when I believe we need to ask three very, very important questions. Number one, when a loved one, a friend, or a fellow brother and sister in Christ is courageous enough to share they are struggling with same-sex attraction, a very important question to focus upon is, what do you mean when you say you are gay? Are you telling me that you are accepting this as normal? Are you telling me that you are wrestling with it? Are you telling me that you are possibly sexually active? Are you possibly planning to join and become a member of the gay community? In other words, once again, asking this very, very important question will help clarify when the person shares their brokenness of same-sex attraction. It'll help clarify, what does your homosexuality mean? Here is what I believe a very appropriate response. I would like to be with you as you answer many questions. Maybe you have accepted it. While I can't agree with you, I don't want to lose you. I will be with you as you journey through the many questions I am confident you will have to face. Another very, very important question to consider: what do you want from me, given that you have shared this very, very personal aspect of your life? Are you asking me to accept this, or do you want me to possibly argue with you about this in a very, very compassionate way? Do you want me to read books about being gay? Do you want me to go to a gay support group with you and meet other individuals in your similar situation? This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. How should we, the church, respond to homosexuality? At His Way Out Ministries, we strive to offer a balance of both truth and grace. We believe the mandate of the church is to be God's expression of both His heart and mind towards homosexual people and homosexuality itself. We share, there is a God who loves you, and you can be reconciled to Him. Can we help? Absolutely. Freedom from homosexuality is possible through the unconditional love and grace of Jesus Christ. Find out more at HisWayOut.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. This, again, is a very, very important group of questions. Some you can comply with, and some you cannot. But once again, they are important, and they are very fair questions. Third and finally, the question I'm about to offer gets very, very practical. What sort of relationship does your loved one expect to have with you? In other words, when they share their struggle with homosexuality or lesbianism, a good reply from you, a good response would be, what do you expect from me? What sort of relationship are we going to have? All of these questions, once again, are very, very important, and I also believe will help greatly in laying a foundation to maintain your friendship and once again to determine where do we go from here. A factor in the mix of all concerns and questions, again, is where do we go from here, endeavoring to keep all the lines of communication open. As Christians, a huge challenge is giving our loved one over to the Lord. And once again, it is a challenge. However, if you have never done that, I would encourage you to do so. Having released our rights of ownership, there is always the strong possibility of taking back ownership, and you will definitely know you have done so by the way you pray. If our prayers go something like this, God, do this, or God, don't allow this, our prayers need to become more in line with, Lord, I allow you to bring my loved one to you any way you choose. As Christians, we must trust God to take care of His property. The one who flung the universe into existence and sustains all life, who counts the hairs on our head, and knows when the sparrow falls, can and will take care of His own. To be sure, God did not create your loved one's homosexuality. As well, He did not create sin, but He has certainly allowed certain individuals to bear the burden, sometimes even of another person's sin. For a time, we have been trusted to be steadfast, while our loved one is as a prodigal. As good stewards, we have to get a little beyond the immediacy of the situation and try very, very hard to keep the eternal perspective. Naturally, as Christians, we must never, ever affirm homosexual practice. But we can at least affirm the fact that our loved one has tried to be honest with us and has taken quite a risk in telling us, knowing we wouldn't want to hear his or her personal announcement. This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. I, like many other men and women, once bought into the notion, once gay, always gay. After exhausting everything this world had to offer and everything that gay seemingly had to offer, I surrendered my life to Christ Jesus on October 5th, 1985, and everything in life changed. Freedom from the gay identity is indeed possible through a genuine, deep, personal, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. I would like to share with you the life-changing message, truth, and power of God's Word, which freed me from homosexuality. For more information, please visit HisWayOut.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. In appreciating your loved one's trust, however, you must keep the boundaries intact. You cannot approve what is clearly condemned in Scripture, but you can always, always listen. I think very often you will find that one of the very most potent tools utilized in dealing with your homosexual loved one is the art of listening. I find posing some of the following questions extremely helpful. What has this been like for you to keep this secret for so long? I guarantee you, in almost every life, be it male or female, long before they mustered up the courage to confide in you of their struggle with same-sex attraction, this has been a very, very intense battle within for most of their lives. I would also like to share with you that when a person does approach you to share this very personal part of their life, they are viewing you as someone they believe they can trust. Never, ever take that responsibility lightly. Another point, what did you think I was going to say when you shared this with me? Many men and women struggling with same-sex attraction have developed the opinion and the attitude that once they disclose, once again, this very personal part of their life, that they will probably be rejected. Once again, you, the one that they are confiding in, it does not mean that you must have all the answers. Your presence alone, listening and being there with them, will speak volumes. Another aspect that many consider, what were you afraid of in telling me this? Once again, the fear factor, the shame factor for most men and women struggling with same-sex attraction is often huge, and can keep many, many from ever disclosing, once again, the very intense battle going on within. These questions show that we are interested. It does not mean that we approve of homosexual behavior, but it does mean that we respect the person enough to want to know what their life experiences have been like. Letting go, absolutely, is one of the hardest things to do, because when we love, one of the first things we want to do is bond with him or her. We don't want to release him or her. And yet, very often, before anything genuine can happen in someone's life, we have to release that person to God and to the consequences of their own choices. For instance, the prodigal son's father had to say, "It is a rough, tough life. It is not going to be, in many respects, I believe, a good experience from you, but I have to release you to God and the possible consequences of your own decisions." Many times, through the His Way Out Ministries broadcast, I have shared that I believe the church cannot underestimate itself. The church holds the only answer there is to the critical issue of homosexuality and the many related issues. Therefore, what are some of the responsibilities we, the church, have to the person with unwanted same-sex attraction? I believe the church, we should pray for the humility to recognize that there is no hierarchy of persons in the kingdom, some inherently more righteous or unrighteous because of the nature of their sins. We are all unrighteous, and we all need a Savior to cleanse us and to lead us into His right way of living and being. The church also should be a safe place, a city of refuge, where we find God's kindness that leads us each and every one to true repentance. The church also, I believe, while we should not apologize for moral and ethical holy boundary lines for living, we as Christians must remember that we are called to a life of obedience to God's will and not to a life controlled by our fleshly inclinations. As the church, we should not fear persons with homosexuality. We, Christians, should include persons among our circle of friends struggling with unwanted same-sex attraction. And we should seek to give and receive from persons dealing with same-sex attractions as very, very real people. The church also should help the person dealing with homosexuality understand that his or her identity is not in their sexuality, but rather in being a child of God. By contrast, those who take their identity as children of God assess their sexual feelings and experiences as a reality to be dealt with, but not as defining reality that even God cannot change. This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. Today, with the increasing acceptance of homosexuality, many Christian families are frequently finding themselves caught in the crossfire of sounding too harsh or too accommodating. How do they effectively reach out to their loved one without compromising what the Bible says about homosexual practice? At His Way Out Ministries, we offer them the same grace, understanding, and love that Christ offered us. His Way Out Ministries offers biblical guidance, encouragement, and support to help families face and deal with homosexual issues in the family. For more information, please contact His Way Out Ministries at 661-432-7856 or visit hiswayout.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. We should also teach children from the beginning that their identity is in Christ and not in their behaviors, whether those behaviors are good or bad. We should always encourage and focus on covenantal intimacy with Jesus Christ. God is calling all into fellowship with His Son. We should also recognize that the person dealing with any sexual sin may benefit from assistance in various areas, including help to possibly give a parent or family member who has been mistreated or abused. Many are in need today of very, very practical steps that I believe should come from the church to help those flee temptations, and specifically the temptation of same-sex attraction. At His Way Out Ministries, we believe that the Christian community is called to be a place of refuge, a safe place where the sinner finds healing relationships of love while learning the ways of God. This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. Today, many Christians are feeling very unequipped on the topic of homosexuality. They want answers to questions ranging from, is it genetic? Does the Bible really condemn homosexuality? How can I love Christ and my gay neighbor without compromising what I believe? At His Way Out Ministries, we offer education and training sessions for adults and youth, which provide biblical truths about homosexuality, identify the root causes, and encourage a Christian response. All His Way Out Ministry services are centered on the biblical foundations of compassion, integrity, and dependence on God. For more information, please contact His Way Out Ministries at 661-432-7856 or visit hiswayout.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. And that is once again why we at His Way Out Ministries, we continue to offer a variety of ministry services. Biblical discipleship is available by prayer support, in person, by phone or email. We offer at His Way Out Ministries a variety of care groups. Encouragement and support is offered for persons seeking freedom from homosexuality, as well as family members and spouses and friends of those who struggle with homosexuality. Our workshops and seminars are educational resources to train the body of Christ in presenting the biblical truths about homosexuality, identify the root causes, and always, always encourage a Christian response. Our educational resources, such as our website, which is full of wonderful, wonderful testimonies, educational videos, our monthly newsletter offers a wealth of information as well. Our Vimeo channel, once again, offers a selection of educational videos. Once again, each and every one there to inform, educate, and encourage the body of Christ to minister transformingly to those with unwanted same-sex attraction. At His Way Out Ministries, we continue to believe that through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and the healing power of the Holy Spirit, often mediated by extended and competent ministry, prayer, and a caring Christian community, the sexually broken can experience transformation and restoration towards wholeness. We remain dedicated to raising awareness and educating the body of Christ once again to minister to those with the unwanted brokenness of same-sex attraction. At His Way Out Ministries, we remain committed to effectively and compassionately communicating God's heart concerning sexual brokenness and wholeness while disputing the unchangeable nature of sexual orientation. We believe at His Way Out Ministries, as God Himself says and continues to say, with Him, all things are possible, and we believe that includes freedom from the brokenness of same-sex attraction. Until then, till next time, may our Lord richly bless and keep you.
His Way Out is based on our concern regarding the issue of homosexuality, and we seek to minister to those within the church and the community at large with the truth of Scripture, the power of our testimony, and the dialogue of issues. For more information, contact His Way Out Ministries, 1830 Truxton Avenue, Suite 102 in Bakersfield, California, 93301, or find them on the web, HisWayOut.com, or call 661-432-7856. And join us again next time for His Way Out with Pastor Philip Lee.